Right, hi Sophie, hi Ian.
Hi teacher.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
Excellent. Brilliant. Okay, let's get started. Okay, welcome. Now we had class before. Quickly through the rules. Make sure your headset is working. Try to speak loudly. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. You can ask me a question at any time. Say, Teacher Chris, stop. Teacher Chris, help me. Teacher Chris, what is this? Ask a question anytime. Tell me if I speak too quickly. Be nice to your teacher and be nice to your classmates. Number 7 is important. You have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. You can show your video or not show your video. It's all okay. Very good. Any questions? No questions. Okay, let's go. Book 9, Unit 7, Class 1. Okay, picture telling. Can you play a musical instrument? Sophie, can you play a musical instrument?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What can you play?
Recorder.
Oh, the recorder. That's so cool. You can play the recorder. Do you like playing that?
No.
No? Okay, how about Ian? Ian, can you play a musical instrument?
Yes.
What can you play, Ian?
Triangle.
Ding, 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 ding. Very good. Okay, so what's your favorite musical instrument? What musical instrument do you like the most? I really like the trumpet. I wish I could play the trumpet. I love that instrument, but I cannot play it. What's your favorite musical instrument, Sophie?
I all don't like.
Ooh. What? You don't like any of them? Do you like music?
A little.
A little. Do you like to sing?
No.
You don't like karaoke, KTV?
No.
Okay, that's fair enough. How about Ian? Do you like to sing?
No.
What's your favorite musical instrument? Do you like the guitar or the drums or
is it
drums? You like the drums? Yeah. Okay, and then the last question, how do you feel before a talent contest? So talent contest is like the show in the school, right? Did you do a talent contest before, Sophie?
Yes.
Yeah, in the kindergarten or in the elementary school or?
Kindergarten.
How do you feel when you did it? Did you feel happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Did you feel scared?
Yes.
Yeah, I would feel scared too. Sometimes I need to be the host for the talent show and I feel like, oh, nervous. How about Ian? Did you do a talent show before, Ian?
No.
Never? Okay. Do you want to try a talent show, maybe with your triangle on the stage? How would you feel? If you do that, how will you feel? Would you feel happy?
No.
Would you feel crazy?
Maybe.
Would you feel scared? Nervous. Maybe nervous, right?
Yeah.
We all feel nervous if we do that. Oh, do you feel nervous now, Ian? Are you nervous now? No, right? Okay, let's have a look. Okay, Mommy, we're going to have a talent contest tomorrow. Okay, so here we can see all of the children in the talent contest. Mommy, we're going to have a talent contest tomorrow. My team will play musical instruments. There will be 10 students on my team. I'm so nervous. Okay, Ian, go. Mommy. Ian, go. Read, please. Ian, can you read? We can't hear Ian. Ian? Mommy, we're going to have a talent call. Okay, Sophie, can you help me, please? We can't hear Ian. Sophie, read, please.
Mommy, we're going to have a talent contest tomorrow. My team will play musical instruments. Well, there will be 10 students on my team. I'm so nervous.
Excellent. What good reading. Well done. How old are you, Sophie?
I'm 12.
12. Your English is very good. Good for you. Okay. What instrument will you play, Ian?
What instrument will you play?
Oh, very good. You are back. We are very happy you are back with us. The next one will be me. 4 of the 10 students will play the recorder. I'm one of them. Sophie, go.
Four of the 10 students will play the recorder. I'm one of them.
Excellent. What good reading. Okay, Ian, what about your other friends?
Ian. What about your other friends?
Excellent. 2 of them will play the tambourine. 1 of them will play the drum. And 1 of them will play the piano. Sophie.
2 of them will play the tambourine. 1 of them will play the drum. And 1 of them will play the piano.
Very good reading. That only makes 8.
That only makes 8.
Paul and Tom are twins. Both of them will play the triangle. Sophie?
Paul and Tom are twins. Both of them will play the triangle.
Excellent. And Ian, okay, I wish you guys the best of luck.
Okay, well, I wish you guys the best of
luck. Good. Question number 1. How many people are there on the team? What's the answer, Sophie? Ten, 8, or 4? Sophie, sorry?
Ten.
How many? 10? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's make a sentence. How many people are there on the team? The sentence will be there are
10 people on the team.
There are 10 people on the team, like that. Good. Okay, Ian, number 2. How many instruments were mentioned? How many instruments were mentioned? How many instruments did we talk about, Ian? Let's go and have a quick look. Okay, so Ian, here's the recorder. And here is a tambourine. Here is a drum and a piano and a triangle. How many instruments were mentioned, Ian? Recorder, drum, piano, tambourine, triangle. How many? 6. Are you sure? 6? Recorder, drum, piano, tambourine, triangle.
Oh, 5.
Maybe I forgot one. Did I forget one? Have a quick look. Triangle, piano, drum, tambourine, recorder. Yeah, 5. Okay, make a sentence, Ian. So how many instruments were mentioned? You say 5.
instruments were
mentioned. Yeah, that mentioned just means talked about. That means they talked about five. Okay, question three. Who are the two people that play the triangle? Sophie, who are the two people that play the triangle?
The twins are the two people that play the triangle.
What a good sentence. And have you ever joined a talent contest? We already had this question. We already asked each other, right? Have you ever joined a talent contest? For Sophie, the answer was yes. Yes, I have. And for Ian, the answer was no, I haven't. Okay, let's continue. Vocabulary, talent. Okay, both together now. Talent.
Talent.
Martha has a talent in art.
Martha has a talent in art.
Good. That means she is good at art. Okay, very easy. She is good at art. Okay, contest.
Contest.
My brother is going to be in a singing contest. Ian.
Yes.
Hi. Say, my brother is going to be in a singing contest.
My brother is going to be in a singing contest.
Okay, singing contest is a competition, right? It's a singing competition. Okay, musical instrument.
Musical instrument.
Good. Do you play any musical instruments?
Do you play any musical instruments?
Thank you, Sophie. Ian now, recorder. Mary can play the recorder well.
Mary can play the recorder well.
Tambourine. Jack can play the tambourine.
Tambourine. Jack can play the tambourine.
Jack can play the tambourine.
Excellent. Here is the tambourine. Triangle. Can you draw a triangle on the board?
Can you draw the triangle on the board?
A triangle on the board. Good. Okay, fill in the blanks. Okay, let's have a look. Number one, a kind of musical instrument. What's the answer? Which word is a kind of musical instrument? Anybody? Ian, what's the answer? You can say, I don't know if you don't know.
Musical instrument.
Musical instrument, a kind of musical instrument. That's not the answer. A musical instrument, it could be recorder or tambourine or triangle. Do you know which one it is?
Recorder.
Recorder, it could be. It could be, but let's look at number two first, because the recorder is a kind of musical instrument. You are right. But question two, like a flute. A flute is this. Like that, right? So which instrument is like that? It's called a woodwind instrument. That means you need to blow, and it's made of wood. Now that is a recorder. So number two is recorder. So number one cannot be recorder. We already used recorder for number two. Okay. So what can number one be, Ian? A kind of musical instrument. Try again.
Tambourine.
Mm-hmm. Tambourine, correct. T-A-M-B-O-U-R-I-N-E. what happened there? Sophie came back. Hey, Sophie. Tambourine. Okay, number three, a game or a competition. What's the answer, Sophie? Sophie, are you there?
Yeah.
What's number three?
Contest.
Contest, good. Okay, and number four. Hey, go away. What's going on? Ah, 1 second. Okay, number four. A gift, a special ability. Ian, what's the answer? Ian, number four, a gift or a special ability. When you are very good at something, it is talent. Kind of shape. Sophie, what is a kind of shape?
Triangle.
Triangle. Good, and includes piano, violin, guitar, and more is musical instrument. Okay, we finished that one. Let's go. Ian, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Okay, Ian, read the first one for me, please. One of
the two men is the doctor.
Is a doctor. Okay, so only one. So we use is. And the next one, please, Sophie.
Both of the two men are doctors.
Good. So we've got more than one. So we need S and we need R for the be verb. Good. And next one, Ian. Ian, one.
One of the men is tall.
Good. And down here, Sophie, two.
Two of the children are running.
Excellent. Okay, I think we can go to exercise. Okay, so here we have four shirts, two colorful. Okay, so what's the answer, Ian? Each is, both are, two are.
Two are.
Okay, so go ahead. Two.
Two of the shirts are colorful.
Excellent. I was choosing both. I was choosing the wrong one. Two of the shirts are colorful. Well done. And number two, Sophie, here I can see lots of flowers, white and pink and yellow. Okay, so what's the answer of the flowers yellow? What is it?
Some of the flowers are yellow.
Some of the flowers are yellow. Excellent. Okay, here we go. Use one or both. Annie is of my best friends. Ian. Number one, Ian. Ian, use one or both. Annie is. Ian's gone. I will do it for him. Annie is one of my best friends. Annie is one of my best friends. Number two, Sophie.
Both of my parents work in the hospital.
Both of my parents work in the hospital. Good. That means mum works in the hospital. Dad works in the hospital. Two of them. All of them. Both. Good. And the next one. Of them is a doctor. Sophie?
One of them is a doctor.
Good. One of them is a doctor and one of them is not a doctor. Ian, hello, Ian, are you there? Ian! Ian, Ian, Ian. I have three sisters. Three sisters. One of them is very tall. Two of them are not tall. One of them is very tall. Okay, number four, Sophie. Miss Lin.
Miss Lin is one of the best teachers in our school.
One of the best teachers in our school. Good. So there are many teachers. And maybe these three are very good. And Miss Lin is one of them. Good. Henry and Hank are twin brothers. Of them like sports. Ian? Both. Both of them like sports. Henry, Hank, two brothers. Two brothers like sports. Both of them. Six. Of my grandparents is going to visit us this weekend. Sophie?
One of my grandparents is going to visit us this weekend.
Excellent. Okay, let's go to topic number two. When was the last time you went to an amusement park? Okay, Sophie, when was the last time? Was it this year?
Yes.
Oh, was it today?
No.
Was it last week?
No.
Was it last month? Was it January?
No.
February? March?
It's May.
It was May. Okay, so it must be in the beginning of May, right? Because then we had COVID-19 and amusement parks were closed. Okay, so you went to an amusement park in May. Which amusement park did you go to? You can say the Chinese name. Okay. Liofu. One more time.
Liofu Village.
Oh, Liofu Village. Good. What did you do there?
I go to play.
You went to play, right? You played on the rides. Good. And what is your favorite thing to do there? What's your favorite ride? Is it the water ride or the roller coaster or a Ferris wheel or teacups? What's your favorite?
Coaster.
What?
Roller coaster.
A roller coaster. Oh, I don't like roller coasters. I would be sick. Ian, are you back? Ian. Hello, Ian. Ian disappeared. Okay, let me just message the teacher about Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, Ian. Okay. Ian, where were you? Did you go outside? I thought you went to an amusement park, Ian. We missed you. Do you like amusement parks, Ian?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite amusement park? Sophie went to Liofu Village. What's your favorite amusement park? Ian? Ian keeps disappearing. Okay, let's continue. I hope Ian is going to be here to read with us. I hope you can read with us, Ian. There are three areas at the amusement park. Sophie, go.
There are three areas at the amusement park. One is...
Okay, go ahead, Sophie.
One is Funny Park. Another is Adventureland. And the others is Dream World.
Good. Okay, let's have Ian now. There are three popular rides. Ian! I will be Ian. There are three.
Yeah.
Ian, what's happening to you? Ian, go. There are three.
There are three popularized and funny parks. One is the teacups. Another is the bumper cars. And the other is the haunted house. Drink some water before you take these rides, because you will shout and scream the whole time.
Whole time.
Whole time.
W, no sound, whole time. You'll scream the whole time. Okay, Sophie, go. Ian, don't go away, okay? You listen, please.
If you want a challenge, Adventureland
is the best choice. It has the fastest roller coaster, the highest free fall ride, and the biggest Ferris wheel. But don't take this ride if you're not brave enough.
Okay, so there are three areas. Funny Park, Adventureland, Dream World. Ian, which one do you want to go to? Funny Park, Adventureland. Which one do you want?
Funny Park.
You want to go to Funny Park? Okay, and Sophie, you?
Adventureland.
So you can go on the roller coaster, right? Okay, what is not a popular ride at Funny Park? Ian, which
bumper
one?
Bumper cars.
Three popular rides at Funny Park. One is the teacups, another is the bumper cars, and the other is the haunted house. So not bumper cars, try again.
Free fall.
Free fall, yeah, because the free fall is a scary ride, isn't it? It's an adventure. Free fall. So you can change free fall for what? See here it says what? Now you say free fall and then use the question to make your answer. So just like this, free fall is not a popular ride at Funny Park. See, we use the question to make a good sentence in the answer. Okay, number two, what should you do before you go on a ride, Sophie?
You should drink some water before you go on a ride.
Excellent. What is your favorite ride at the amusement park, Ian? Sophie's favorite ride is the roller coaster. What is your favorite ride, Ian? Ian, did you disappear again? Ian, what is your favorite ride at the amusement park?
Merry-go-round.
You like the merry-go-round. Cool. Ian, do you go to the amusement park often? Do you go to the amusement park often, Ian?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Why? Because it's boring?
It's funny.
Because it's fun. It's funny, like ha ha ha, or it's fun, like yeah. Fun or funny?
Funny.
Funny, okay, fine. Good. I don't go to the amusement park often because of COVID-19. Okay, let's have a look at the vocabulary. Number one, area. Don't come near this area. It's dangerous. Together, go.
Don't come near this area, it's dangerous.
Good. Sophie, number two, riding in elevators makes some people nervous.
Riding in elevators makes some people nervous.
Good. You must not shout in the library, Ian.
You must not shout in the library.
Please be quiet. Jackson screamed through the whole movie.
Jackson screamed throughout the movie.
Through the whole movie. Through the whole movie. Good. If, number five, if the weather is nice tomorrow, I will go swimming. Ian.
If the weather is nice tomorrow, I will go swimming.
Very good. It is a big challenge for Jim to finish reading the novel. Sophie?
It is a big challenge for Jim to finish reading the novel.
Very good. Because it is not an easy book to read, maybe. Next one. What a nice choice Susan made for the trip. Ian?
What a nice choice Susan made for the trip.
Good. Be a brave boy and protect yourself, Sophie.
Be a brave boy and protect yourself.
Very good. Okay, let's have a look. I'm just going to skip ahead for a moment. I want to see what we have to do. Sentence two, sentence two, sentence three, three. Okay, we're going to have to go quickly now. Okay, to sit on or in. What's the answer there? To sit on or in?
Ride.
Ride, yeah. Number two, something might happen. Something might happen is if. The question, the sentence was if it rains tomorrow. So maybe it will rain. Okay, number three, something that needs great effort. Ian? It means you need to try very hard.
Challenge.
Challenge, yeah. Part of or a section. The amusement park had three.
Areas,
good. A possibility to choose. That means you can choose. You have a
choice.
Yeah. Showing no fear, not scared. It means you are very
brave.
Good. And speak in a loud voice.
Great.
Shout.
Shout, yeah. And the scream is very loud too. Cry or say something loudly. That is scream. So you can see. Say and speak are the same, aren't they? You could scream at somebody, hey, you! Like that, it's kind of screaming, kind of shouting. Good. Sentence two. There are two boys. One is fast and the other is slow. There are two boys, Ian. One is?
One is fast and the other is slow.
Okay, and Sophie?
One is happy and the other is sad.
Very good. Okay, there are three pigs. One is lazy, another is sleepy, and the other is hardworking. There we are. Lazy, sleepy, hardworking. Okay. There are two coats.
One is gray
and the other is red. Number two. There are three colors in France's national flag. Ian, one. One. One is red.
One is
red.
One is red.
Another.
Another is white and the other is blue.
Good. And Ian, number three, I have two pets.
I have two pets. One is happy and the other is a kitten.
One is a puppy. One is a puppy. Okay. Tell us more about yourself. Use one, another, or the other to finish the sentence. How many pencils do you have, Ian? Do you have two pencils, Ian? Say, I have two pencils. One is and the other is
I have two pencils. One is red and the other is blue.
Good. That's a good sentence. Well done, Ian. How many brothers and sisters do you have, Sophie?
I have one sister.
Okay. How many friends do you have, Sophie?
I have a lot of friends.
Okay, tell me about three of them. One is da-da-da-da, another is da-da-da-da, and the other is da da da. Tell me about three of your friends.
One is boy.
One is a boy, okay.
Another is girl.
Another is a girl.
The other is girl.
And the other is a girl. Okay, good. Let's see what the time is. 36. Okay, time to move on. Question three. Supermarket. How often do you go to the supermarket? Okay, so first question is, Ian, do you go to the supermarket?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, how often do you go? Every day?
Once or for a week.
Once a week. Very good. So you could say, I go to the supermarket once a week. Which supermarket do you go to? Costco? You can say the Chinese name, it's okay.
Quanlian.
Quanlian. I like the Quanlian as well. The blue one, yeah. Quanlian is good. Okay. How about you, Sophie? How often do you go to the supermarket?
Once a week, too.
One more time?
Once a week, too.
Oh, once a week, too. Good. Do you go to the Quanlian?
Yes.
Yeah. Quanlian is very popular. Okay, what do your parents usually buy at the supermarket? Ian, what do your parents usually buy?
They usually buy milk.
Usually buy milk. Okay, good. What kind of prize would you like to win? Whoa. Okay, Sophie, you can win anything. Anything at all. What would you like to win, Sophie? I would like to win blah, blah, blah.
I don't know.
You don't know? How about a new house? How about a new car? How about iPhone 13?
I can't drive a car.
You can sell it. You can sell it and then you have so much money. Or you can give it to your mom and dad. Okay. Go on. Sophie, what are you going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Sophie, can you be mom? Sophie, you are mum. Ian, you are dad, and I will be the son. Okay. So Sophie, you are my mum, and Ian, you are my dad. Ready? Sophie, go.
We only have a few eggs at home. I need some more.
Actually, last night I noticed that we were almost out, so I bought some more.
Good. Now we can have some for breakfast.
I'm home. There was a sale in the supermarket, so I bought some eggs.
One more dozen. We have more eggs than we can eat now.
Ding dong. Oh, it's a man. I'll be the man. Okay. Congratulations. I'm Jerry from ABC Supermarket. We had a draw and you won. You're so lucky. Wonderful. What did we win? 20 dozen fresh eggs.
I think we won't need to buy eggs for a month. We have a lot of eggs to eat.
Okay, so first question, how much is a dozen?
12.
Okay, so are you good at maths, Ian? How much is 20 dozen?
240.
I think you're a good student, Ian, aren't you? Do you get good grades in high school? You are in junior high school, Ian, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you get good grades in school?
No,
I don't believe you. Okay, let's have a look. Mom said there were only a few What? A few what's left? Eggs left. Mm told mum that he had bought some. Okay, who told mum?
Dad.
Dad. Dad told mum that he had bought some...
Egg.
Bought some eggs. Okay, there... Their what came home? Their son came home and said there was a sale in the supermarket, so he... By past tenses, bought some eggs. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. Congratulations, said Jerry from ABC.
Market.
Supermarket. They had a...
Draw.
Draw, yeah. So it's the same as draw a picture, but it's a different word. When you pull the name or pull the number, they had a draw and they won. They were so lucky. The man told them that they had won
...20 dozen
fresh eggs. Mum said that they don't need to buy eggs for a long time. They have a lot of eggs to eat. So easy. Okay. Vocabulary notice. They received the notice of a typhoon approaching. Together, please. They received...
Notice of the typhoon...
Approaching. Yeah, so that's like maybe... It's like a warning. This one is like a warning. They received the notice. Actually, it's not a good sentence. That should be a warning. Notice is like something to tell you something. A typhoon, we will say a warning. Anyway, it's okay. Those houses were just put up for sale this week. Go.
Those houses
were just put up for sale this week.
Dozen. The eggs are $2 a dozen.
$2 a dozen.
Congratulations on your new marriage, Ian.
Congratulations on your new marriage.
Good. Our family will enter a drawing contest this Monday. Julia is such a lucky girl to win the grand prize.
Julia is such a lucky girl to win the grand prize.
It's a wonderful experience to take the ferry.
It's a wonderful experience to take the ferry.
Very good. Okay, let's go have a look. Fill in the blanks. 12 is?
Dozen.
Dozen, excellent. To realize something or someone by seeing, hearing, or feeling. That's notice, yeah.
Notice.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, I see you. I noticed Ian. Before I didn't see you, and then, oh, Ian, I notice you. Yeah. Okay, 3, a contest in which people's names or tickets are chosen by chance to win money or prizes. A draw, yeah, well done. Draw, having good luck. Okay, that's easy. Saying this word when something great happens to someone. Yeah, okay, it shouldn't say saying. It should say this word, not saying. Okay, feeling very happy.
Wonderful.
Actually, wonderful just means fantastic. It means very good. It means full of wonder. It could talk about your feeling, or it could talk about music. It could say it's wonderful music. So it's not only about feeling, but it can be an adjective to describe other things. Okay, let's go down sentence. Okay, we're going to do the last part super quick. We've got a few minutes, okay? Okay, very few, a few, many, a lot. So very few is like maybe one or two, right? a few, three or four, five, many, wow, so many. Okay, there are very few stars in the sky. There are very few stars in the sky. Maybe it's cloudy, you cannot see them. And Sophie, you said, I have a lot of friends at school. Okay. There are apples in the tree. Only two, so it's very few, right? So there are very few. There are very few. I'll do it. There are very few apples in the tree. And this one, a few. There are a few. And here, there are a lot of apples in the tree. Okay, let's read number one. Ian, there are a lot of in the cupboard. Chocolate or cookies?
Cookies.
Yeah, because it must be a countable noun. Number two, Terry reads books.
A lot of.
Good. Students finished their homework yesterday.
Very few.
Good. How movies did Henry watch last month?
Many.
We sang
a few
songs at the party. Well done. Let's do the evaluation. We have 3 minutes to do it. That's good. Okay, look and make your own story. All right, let's try. Went to an amusement park. Played on the free fall. Only played on the teacups. Played on the Ferris wheel. Lined up and watched others racing on the track. Okay, so we just need to put people's names, I think. I'll go first, okay? The zombie went to an amusement park yesterday. The zombie played on the free fall. Only babies played on the teacups. The zombie's father played on the Ferris wheel. All the people lined up and fell over. The aliens watched others racing on the track. Now, who wants to try, Ian or Sophie? Sophie, go. Let's do one sentence. So first, Sophie a sentence, and then Ian a sentence. Sophie, start us off, please.
We went to an amusement park yesterday.
Good. Ian. Ian played on the free fall. Sophie.
Only my play on the teacup.
Only?
Mike.
Only I. You mean me?
Mike?
Okay, boy's name, Mike. Okay, Ian. Played on the Ferris wheel.
Joe played on the Ferris wheel.
Okay. Lined up and something. Sophie. Sophie. Lined up and something. Sophie's gone. Okay, Ian, you finish it for us. Ian, can you finish for us? Watched others on the racing track. Ian?
We watched other racing on the track.
Okay, great. Ian and Sophie are both super students. So good luck with school next week. I hope you have a good time and keep learning English, okay? It's nice to meet you again, Sophie, and nice to meet you again, Ian. Now have a nice afternoon. Bye-bye. Bye, Ian. Hi, Sophie.